It's Trick on Stores. We're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast calls for a sunny day today. Temperatures somewhere between 80 and 85 degrees. We'll get the full details on the forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont is taking his time deciding if face masks are going to be required for the upcoming school year. He's constantly being asked when he plans to make a decision on mask mandates. His answer for weeks has not yet, and he's been circumspect about when he'll make that call. Quoting here, "I think as late as I can," end quote, he told reporters Friday, with schools reopening in late August and early September. He's waiting for a definitive guidance from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Bridget Ruthman has a story on this weekend's Republican American on the number of local dairy farms plummeting, challenged by years of economic hardship, declining milk prices, changing consumer trends, and a pandemic. Conventional dairies that depended on the value of milk shipped for processing are all but gone in Connecticut. Taking a look at how many are left in the state. In the latest Department of Agriculture updated list, 98 dairy farms includes about 60 that ship milk to a processor and are paid federal milk marketing prices, according to analysis. The other 38 include four that are inactive, a number of goat farms, about a dozen or so that produce raw milk, and several that keep their milk to market in their own brand or cheese or pasteurized milk for local sales. By the way, in 1975, the state had 817 dairy farms. Kent Park and Recreation accepting application for an after-school program director to coordinate and supervise the program during the 2021-22 school year. Following the Kent Center School calendar, the first day of school is August 30th. The program meets Monday through Friday from 3 till 5:30. Information and details available at townofkentct.org. COVID positivity has been surging in Dutchess, and vaccinations have been lagging. 3 weeks into July, COVID-19 appears to be regaining a foothold in the Mid-Hudson Valley, and vaccination rates appear to be further slowing. As of Wednesday, the county data showed COVID-19, 122 active cases, the highest total since June 2nd, with a seven-day average positivity rate of 1.32%, the highest since May 20th. The Ancrum Town Board has been providing annual financial assistance to a local not-for-profit group of volunteers who help feed hungry people in the area. The board approved a resolution to support the Ancrumdale Neighbors Helping Neighbors Association weekly food delivery program with $11,000 annually and the purchase of a vehicle costing of about $40,000 that the group plans to use to pick up and deliver food. Food feeds about 90 people and 16 Ancrum families per week. Any excess food is given to food pantries in neighboring Pine Plains and Hillsdale. Coming up in our region, the Sharon Park and Recreation presents their summer concert series. It happens Wednesdays from 6 till 8 p.m. at the Lions Pavilion at Veterans Field. Coming up this Wednesday, Frank Carrillo and the Bandoliers. Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise continues on Thursday from 6 till 9 p.m. The band playing Days Off. Weekend in Norfolk runs July 30th, 31st, and August 1st. Total information on what goes on at weekendinnorfolk.org. Fridays on the Green continue in Norfolk. The summer events at 6:30 on the Green. Coming up this weekend, Animal Embassy, Exotic Live Animals, presented by the Norfolk Library at 6:30. Litchfield Jazz Festival will mark its 26th anniversary with a live stream full day of top flight music from Telefunken's soundstage on Saturday. The festival will be available to the public free of charge from noon till 6 p.m. Full lineup and details at litchfieldjazzfest.com. In Cornwall, coming up today at 4 p.m., the Affordable Housing Plan Committee meets via Zoom. In Sharon today at 6 o'clock, the Historic District Commission meets. In Salisbury tonight at 6:30, it's the Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission. In Cornwall, once again, the Town Hall at 7 o'clock, Zoning Board of Appeals meeting via Zoom. Northeast New York has a Zoning Review Committee meeting also tonight. In Kent, the Inland Wetlands Commission has their regular meeting that at 7 p.m. Sheffield has their Conservation Commission meeting at 7 p.m. Tomorrow in Sharon, the Board of Selectmen meet at 5:30 in Millerton, New York. Their workshop meeting is at 6 p.m. tomorrow. In Kent, Planning and Zoning Special Meeting comes up at 6 p.m. tomorrow. In Sheffield on the 28th, their planning board meets at 7 p.m. In Sharon on the 28th, the Planning and Zoning Commission meets at 5:30. In Dover, the town board has their regular meeting at the Dover Town Hall on the 28th. Coming up on the 31st, Hart Farm Preserve Trail Hike in Cornwall begins at 9:30. Sharon Playhouse on July 30th at 8 p.m. at their stage, which is right next to the Playhouse, presents Carter Calvert. More information, sharonplayhouse.org. On the 31st, the 13th Annual Meeting and Supper and Barbecue of the Copaic Ironworks happens at 35 U Route in Copaic, New York. Noted architect James Wongham is the guest speaker. He'll discuss efforts to revive local history, including the Eastgate Toll House in Hillsdale. Tickets are available at Eventbrite or by calling 518-329-3251. Also going on this weekend, the Sharon Playhouse Children's Theater on Saturday at 7, Sunday at 12, Frozen Junior, sharonplayhouse.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, the Interlaken Inn, and, of course, Morgan's Inn at the Interlaken. You'll find them at interlakeninn.com, also on Facebook and Instagram, and by Vialli Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912, 413-243-0347, vialliinsurance.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 35,061.55, the NASDAQ at 14,836.99, and the S&P 500 at 4411.79. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.